Hello all, and welcome to another episode of the Tomorrow Today podcast. I am the guy next door, and today we'll be talking about trusting a future that is unknown. I have three different tools, if you will, to open the door to this conversation. And as I've said before, this list isn't exhaustive and it's not foolproof. It's just designed to get the ball rolling on the conversation so we can find ways to trust that future that is unknown, which can in turn, I believe, make us more comfortable with the idea of our own future. And again, what we're talking about here is trusting a future that is unknown. Right. What we're not talking about is predicting the future, but more so preparing for a specific one. Right. So the first thing I believe we must do in order to start trusting that future is we must dream. Right. We must dream. We must have a desire. We must acknowledge specifically what we want from our future. And secondly, we must plant fruitful seeds towards that future, right? And don't forget, these seeds that we're planting, they're specifically for the future. One thing about planting seeds, not actual seeds, but proverbial ones, but one thing about planting those seeds is we must understand that we are not responsible for the harvest. We're not responsible for when the harvest will come, but we're more so being responsible for what will be harvested, right? What will be harvested? Not when, but what. And third, we have to connect ourselves to the future, right? And I hear you. What's the difference between planting fruitful seeds and connecting yourself to the future? Well, the idea here is planting fruitful seeds specifically refers to the future, right? Connecting yourself to the future is something you would do here and now. It's a specific thing that you will do here and now. I have a awesome young niece. She's been in love with animals since she was a kid. She's older now, and honestly, I thought she would have grown out of it by now. But nope, she loves them. All animals, doesn't matter what it is. And like I said, she's been that way since she was a kid. So connecting herself to the future, if she intends on being a veterinarian or a zoologist, or maybe wants to work with endangered species of animals, no matter what it is, however she intends to connect herself, or how she should connect herself to that dream or that desire, is by actually, she's 16, 17 now, she can actually go down to the zoo or find the the parks and recreation area that deals with the animals. And she can actually go down now and figure out how and the best course of action to connect herself to whatever it is that she wants to do, right? Whatever it is that she wants to do. So once she chooses that specific job she wants, she can go in and figure out how to become that thing for her future by here and now connecting herself to it. Planting a seed for the future could be not the direct opposite, but a cousin to the idea of connecting yourself by, if she knows if she wants to be a veterinarian, then school is definitely going to have to be a part of her here and now in order to connect herself to that specific future, right? So going and planting herself in school, or going and right now deciding where she wants to go to school, that's how she can plant herself or plant a seed for that particular future, whereas connecting herself to that future can be going down to the zoo and figuring out which animals specifically she wants to work with. So there's a difference between the two. Planting seeds refers to the future, and connecting yourself to that future refers to the here and now. You actually doing something right now to connect yourself to the future that you want. And the dreaming part is easy, right? The dreaming part is easy. I know it seems cliche, but you can't want something for your future and not know what that thing is you want, right? You have to dream and understand and acknowledge specifically what you want from your future. So again, that's dreaming, that's planting fruitful seeds for that future, and lastly, that's connecting yourself to that future here and now. Again, I hope something was said that can help us all, right? We just want to open the door to the conversation of how we can trust the future that is unknown, which in turn, I believe, will make us more comfortable with the idea, make us more comfortable with our future, putting us in a position to make better decisions towards that future. Because one thing's for certain, when the clock is ticking, our decisions can be made in haste. And sometimes those decisions aren't the best ones available to us. So if we can become comfortable with our decision-making process by deciding early as opposed to deciding late, then I think we put ourselves in a better position to live our tomorrow today. Again, I'd like to thank you all for listening, and until next time, be well.